Thanks for downloading the South Everett Foursquare podcast. This is Pastor Chris Pepler, and you've joined us for our summer series, The Posture of Prayer. This morning, Pastor David Kwan leads us into an understanding of what it means to have a deeper intimacy with God, understanding both His love and His power. You can find us every Sunday morning at the Village on Casino Road, or visit us at our website, southeverett.org. Thanks again for downloading, and enjoy today's podcast.
Good morning, everyone. Isn't it good to be together? I was only gone for 1 week,
and yet
I personally am delighted to be back and to see everyone.
Yes, we missed you, Chris.
I'm always just encouraged by our love for one another. I'm encouraged by the fact that we are more than just proximate people that bump into each other on Sundays. We are brethren united Christ and united in love, and how sweet it is when brethren in unity dwell together. How sweet it is. Look to your left, look to your right, just tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you.
Transition into worship, just one of the directions we had in prayer this morning was just that the Lord has something for you today. Let's not miss it. Don't just race through the day. Don't just pass through the songs or the sermon. Don't miss what God has for you right now.
Thank you.
Of the Lord, who may stand in his holy place? Only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who do not worship idols and never tell lies. They will receive the Lord's blessing and have a right relationship with God their Savior. Such people may seek you and worship in your presence, O God of Jacob. Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of glory enter. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord invincible in battle. Open up ancient gates and open up ancient doors. Who let the King of glory enter? Who is the King of glory? The Lord of heaven's armies. He is the King of glory.
All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must so I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king. Except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. I've got one got just one move, with my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that you've got a lion inside of those lungs.
Were those the words we heard? No. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord, the elite athlete beside us, the incredible public speaker next to us, the smart mathematician or chess player. Humble, the broken, the repentant, those with clean hands, the broken heart, the contrite spirit he will not deny.
Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from.
About my brother David and just the unique circumstances that come about that allowed us to even come into relationship with each other. When, before COVID, this building that we're in right now went through a $1 million remodel. So if you hadn't ever been here before the remodel, you have no idea what this place looked like, but it did not look as nice as it does now, not even close. People would say, hey, can we see where your church meets? I'm like, yeah, but I mean, you're not really gonna. So in the beginning of July in 2019, we got ousted from here. What we thought was gonna be for 4 months, it ended up being about 9 months that we were out of this space. And then COVID hit, and then it was just, this church was a traveling roadshow for 2.5 years. So we had to get really creative about how we were meeting, even before COVID. And so we got an invitation to come to Mill Creek Foursquare from our friends Chris Mancinelli. He said, hey, can you preach for me for a weekend? I said, would be glad to. The only caveat is I got to bring my whole church with me because we have nowhere to be. So we all showed up down at Linwood at Mill Creek Foursquare that Sunday morning, and I didn't realize it, but David and Grace Kwan were visiting that morning with Mill Creek, and I had a chance to preach that morning. And I think it was the next morning or a few mornings after, we were meeting at the school immediately next door at Horizon. But there was a power outage that we found out about on Saturday afternoon, and the school district called me and said, you can't meet there on Sunday morning. And I literally told the Lord, well, if you want your church to meet, then you figure it out, because I don't know where we're supposed to be. They called us back with an invitation to meet for one Sunday morning at Challenger Elementary, which is just a little bit further away. And it was a downpour that morning. It was the summer, it was August. Some of you guys remember how hard it was raining. And we must have had to carry that gear, I don't know, like 200 yards from the park. It was like the library was as far as could be from where we parked the truck. And so I'm like, well, nobody knew was gonna show up this morning. We had one banner on the website that said, find us a Challenger. And I didn't know if anybody saw it. But we got into the library to set up and be there for one morning, and I look out, Chris Tien was preaching that morning, and I was doing an intro, and I looked out, and David and Grace were sitting in these chairs, and I'm like, how did anybody new find us this morning? We're literally meeting here for 2 hours, and that was in the summer of 2019, and David and Grace and their wonderful, amazing children, Ruth Ellen and John Ross, have been a faithful part of this congregation ever since. And if there's a family that knows how to pray and knows how to contend for the goodness of God, and does so almost as a workout, David doesn't do it to draw any attention to himself, which is probably why you don't even notice, but prayer is a physical activity for him. And he contends and he intercedes through our services for the work of God in our community. And I know that things are happening and have happened in our midst because of the contending work of David and Grace and the Kwan family. Just been a delight. They introduced us to the YWAM base in new relationship with them out there. And I just love it when David shares from his heart. And so I thank you, brother, and appreciate your leadership and your example that you set in my life. And thank you for coming to share the word with us this morning.
Actually, I don't really enjoy speaking people. I rather sit down and pray and listen, but he has different plan for me. So out of obedience and following his lead, Holy Spirit, I come out and show you just things God showed me. My name is David Kwon. I think about three, four months ago, the Mark, and he asked me to join this preaching group. And I thought about it and prayed about it. Okay, I said yes. And then the subject to talk is a prayer. And just two words come to me, the power and love. So how should I connect this power and love with the intimacy with God? There are three ways to see this Bible. One is from the bottom to look up, and then see side, and from up to bottom. The first way to see the Bible is, you don't know Jesus. So you have your experience, education, upbringing, culture. With that eyes, you try to understand this Bible. That was me before I become Christian. There are many things in the Bible, I couldn't believe it. But once I know God, I begin to believe in this. But, you know, I was looking this Bible from bottom, but our writer, the Paul, he went through all of this process. He fully ended his life, see Bible from up heaven with Jesus. So things he wrote in this Ephesians or other books, you may not, we may agree with him, because his view is from above, not from below, not from side. Everybody turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, 23, and then chapter 3, verse 14 through 21. But before that, I want you to pay attention to the two words here. Ephesians chapter 1, 18, middle of this verse say, you may know. And chapter 3, verse 19 in English, say, to know. These two, same English, same the word called know, but original language, two different meaning. The first one in chapter 1 means you're going to have a knowledge. Second thing I'm going to talk about, second prayer is about love. First one is about the power. So the Paul is saying, God's love, you begin to know with your mind, and you begin to experience his love. Then let's read chapter 1, 15 through 23. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks to you, thanks for you. Remembering in you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope and to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his great mind, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all the rule and the authority and the power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as a head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So let me read the chapter 3. 14 to the last one. For this reason, I bow a knee before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with the power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you've been rooted and grounded in love. 18, may you have strength to comprehend it with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, and the height, and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask and think, according to the power that works within us, to him be glory in the church and the Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. When he wrote this letter, he was in the prison. There at the time, according to scholar, he wrote the four letters. When you are in place like a prison, you begin to refine your thought. So now he's thinking about his people in Ephesians. He wanna give his best to his people. So even this, he wanna share things in his heart. And these two things actually, that's the foundation of his intimacy with Jesus. The power and love. But I struggle, you know. I understand love, because love draws us close, right? So we can build the intimacy between me and other people, right? But power, I don't think I understand why power. He tried to say to us, God's power is important part of intimacy with God. Long time ago, maybe 20 years ago, I served in the Korean Prayer Mountain Retreat Center in Southern California. In the nighttime, God led me to the small prayer hill, small mountain. I pray almost every night. And then there I'm praying. The one pastor passed by and stopped, and he asked me, hey, yes, what do you pray? I wanna have the Jesus character in me. So I asked God, give me your character. So I wanna be like you. Then he asked me, how come you don't ask God's power? How come you don't ask, you wanna know God's power? Why? I mean, if I have the God's character, I think God's power will follow. Power God is a power of God. You cannot separate power from the God. He himself is power. Before that, you know, he asked God, enlighten their eyes. 19 say, what is immeasurable greatness of his power. He can just say he has great power, but he had to add one more adjective, immeasurable. Mm-hmm. Very interesting is when he describes about the God's love, he is the same word. But in English they say surpass. But original language, the two same word. The immeasurable and the surpass. In Greek, the same. It's beyond. You cannot imagine that how awesome is the power. You cannot measure his power. And he is your God, my God, your Father, my Father. If you have love without power, you are miserable. You have power, but no love, you are the tyrant. You are the terrorist. But our Father, our God, has both. His power is immeasurably great. His love is immeasurably great. 19 says, what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of great might, he works in Christ, that he raised him from the dead, seated him at his right hand. His power is a resurrection power. Do you remember that in Philippians, Paul said, I want to know Christ and what? And the power of his resurrection. Not only he say that, and 21 say, he said, far above all the rule, authority, power, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet, giving a head over all things to the church. If I add all these powerful things, power, I can say it's a grain of sand. You know how big is God's power? Like a sun. You cannot compare. That's the power God has. The power is available for us. We can sing every day, how great is God, how powerful is God. But if you don't experience, if you don't know how to walk in this knowledge, it's a song. But if you, by faith, you live in the power, you honor God. As long as the cross is center of your life, as long as the cross is center of your heart, we can be channel of his power. Let's jump to the chapter 3. The 14 say, for this reason, he said, I bow my knees before Father. Maybe physically we don't need to kneel down, bow down before God. But Paul, when he prayed to God, his heart, he kneel down before the Father and pray, because he experienced his love. Whenever he think of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, he knows it. The greatness of his love. Even his own life, he was a persecutor. He's a destroyer of a church, right? But God, with great mercy and love, he rescued him and used him for his glory. Here's the description of our Father. 15, from whom every family in heaven and all earth is named. So naming is really not easy process. You gotta know the person, the ability, they feel so many things, right? You wish. So naming is really complicated process. But here Paul say, everyone in heaven, on earth, God named them all. Means God know everything. God know your past, your presence, your future. Even you may not like your own name, but I think God even gave you the name you have right now. This awesome Father, out of the riches of his glory, he wanted something in our life. So first, 16, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with the power through his spirit in your inner being. The power you can grasp with your knowledge. But love, you got to know, you got to experience, right? Power of God through the Holy Spirit, your inner being may be strengthened. Means your inner being is weak to receive his love. See here, if I have some cut right here, deep cut, then I can use my arm freely, right? But come here, I can lift up some heavy thing. Love is the same. If you have some scar deeply in your heart, wound, you cannot fully receive his love. Yet, God gonna heal you. Spiritually, psychologically, physically, God gonna heal you by His Spirit, by His power. I pray that every time He reach out to you, try to heal your scar or wound, I pray that you willingly take that healing hand. I know sometimes, no, you don't know what I went through. My wound, my scar so deep, nobody can ever heal my scars, wound. Yeah, we cannot heal you. Right. I cannot heal you. But if you let Him, He can do it. Through that, your inner being will be strengthened. So you are beginning to receive His love as much as He wants to give it to you. And second thing here, 17, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. Let's say I'm the house, right? I am, my owner is all because Jesus Christ. He bought me with His blood. I'm 100% His. But in that house is a many room. Some place I say, okay, you are owner of this house, but there's few rooms in this house. I do not want to come in you because so dark, so dirty. I don't want to come to and live there. No, you can stay in this the dining room. You can use the master room, but these few rooms. No. When you're hiding in those small dark room, Jesus gonna knock. I pray for you. You say yes and come on in. Daughters of God, you are sons of God. Even before anything else, He loves you. Christ may dwell in you fully. Christ may possess you fully. So this even small room, dark room, God's love may fill this place. Oh, because He's cleansing. Oh, because He light inside, put light inside. Then His love will come into the room. So He's fully dwelling in you. And 18, you may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is breadth and length, height, depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all fullness of God. I will pray that God may come to you with the love. This the power, this love, Paul had been experienced by His grace. If you know His love, maybe a few here, they have children, right? Our discipline, the way we treat them, they may not like it. But our love, we do, right? So you begin to see things happen in your life with the eye of God's love. You are so secure. But sometimes I wonder. He prayed for the people in Ephesians, right? These two awesome prayers. Do you think God answered the prayer? Do you think that God ever answered his prayer? Because he prayed to God, right? Yeah. So it is awesome how we may know. This awesome love we may experience. Do you think God answered or not? What do you think, Katerina? So every prayer Jesus did, every prayer Paul did, every prayer Christian ever prayed to God, God still answered. End of his life, Paul say this, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, I know whom I have believed. This is my prayer for you. End of your life, you can say same thing like Paul did. Now I know whom I have believed. Then you're going to ask me, okay, you're talking about things from the heavenly view, but we are living here. How can I know this power? How can I know this love? You're going to ask me the question? Simple. Ask God. God, I have my own systematic theology. I have all my education. I have my own upbringing, cultural experience. But I want to know you like Paul did. Can I know your power? Can I know your love? Then God will begin to answer your prayer. I'm so sure God may put into some situation you cannot do with your own power. Step into the situation. Don't retreat. You begin to experience God's power, His love. So pray, ready to obey. Last thing I want to say is, remember, His power is immeasurable. His love is immeasurable. You may taste awesome power. You may experience awesome His love, but still more. Don't stay there. Our God is infinite God. You can know Him as much as you want, as much as you desire. Don't stop there. You experience some love. Wow, it's awesome. Okay, I want to live here. No. Wow, I experience awesome God's power. Wow, I can live here. No. He's more. He has more power. If you continue to pursue, you will experience more of His love, more of His power. Lord Jesus, I believe that it is your intention for us so we may know your power and love. Otherwise, you never allow Paul to write down this portion of prayer. So God, I sincerely ask you, God, everyone here, what people who may come later, they may experience your immeasurably great power. The love surpasses our knowledge. So the last portion of this prayer, the fullness of God may fill us, church, your church, God. So the world may see you through us. What kind of God? How powerful you are. How great your love through us, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.